You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for The Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to The Searcher's Roadmap. I'm Rhonda Harrison, your host, and I have Shanice Jones with me today, who's an amazing Reiki healer and soul healer. She's worked with Dr. Master Zai Geng Shaw, and she's done work with him just recently this week, and she's really excited about what she's bringing forward. And she can tune into your energy and give spiritual guidance for all areas of your life, and she can create a powerful healing experience that she calls Reiki Soul Healing. As an intuitive reader, you know, she can do these things very easily and distantly, just as much as if you're right there in the room. So anyone that's listening to this as an archive later, it will work for you as well as anyone else. And if you're interested in a reading or healing session, you can email her at purpledove26@aol.com, or you can call her at 757-321-0058. And she looks forward to hearing from you. And with that, I will bring Shanice into the back up or into the studio. Hi, Shanice. Hello. How are you today?
I am great. I'm great. How are you today, Rhonda?
I'm just wonderful. So tell people how you got started in doing Reiki healing and then how you went into being a student with Dr. Master Zai Geng Shaw.
Okay. Well, I've always had an interest for, I guess you could say, the spiritual, the paranormal side of life. Like, I always had that feeling that there's more to life than this physical thing that's going on. In 2008, I started my own. I got certified as a Reiki healer. And not too long after that, 2011, I got certified as a Reiki healer. In 2012, the New Age shop that I was working at, the lady that owns the shop, she gifted me one of Master Shaw's books, Soul, Mind, Body, Medicine, which is one of his first books that he has. It's called Soul, Mind, Body, Medicine, A Complete Soul Healing System for Optimal Health and Vitality. And in the book, he basically talks about how we have a body, but we also are made of energy, and we also have a soul. Not only that, everything has a soul. Everything comes from heaven. So it's, there's a soul first. And with that said, your soul has the ability to heal. So I read that and got fascinated. I mean, my fascination just totally grew from that scale, and I was already doing Reiki, and from reading, I just got a whole bunch of his books. Matter of fact, somebody gifted me with a bunch of his books. One of his disciples gifted me with a bunch of his books, and I just kept on reading, and it dawned on me, hey, Reiki has a soul. Reiki is energy healing. Take it a step further and act from the soul of Reiki. Wow, that is, like, so powerful. So I've been doing soul Reiki now as opposed to just regular Reiki. And basically it's the same, but you're coming from a soul level and you're invoking the soul of Reiki as opposed to just the energy of Reiki.
Right. And that's just amazing how Reiki works. Anyway, I got my master Reiki just this last year while I've been sick, and I think it's played a huge part in my healing.
Yes. Reiki is, Reiki was powerful with me too. Oh my goodness. I was totally fascinated with Reiki. And then when it got to the soul level, I was like, well, I just added that component.
Right.
The interesting thing is, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to have you explain to the listeners what Reiki is and how it works distantly.
Okay. Reiki is energy, well, from what I've studied, because interestingly enough, I got certified as Reiki, and then all of my attention went to the soul, what Master Shaw was teaching. So what I've learned, what Reiki is it is a energy healing modality. It heals from the energy level with helping, and I also have learned that Reiki actually helps with, in conjunction with other, I want to say, health modalities. So you're going to the doctor, mm-hmm. add the Reiki to that. Also, that also helps relieve the energy, because remember, we're made of energy too. And when you remove those energy blockages, that's where Reiki is taking care of those energy blockages. So, okay, you're sick, you have that energy of the flu. Reiki comes in and dissolves that energy of the flu, and that combination with going to the doctor, taking antibiotics, you can cut off your healing time, and instead of healing in, 5 days, you heal in, 2 days, because you've added that Reiki in, because you're taking that energy away, and it makes it so you don't need the physical part of the antibiotics or whatnot, because you're taking away the energy. Or I'll say you're transforming the energy. There we go.
Right. And that's really cool about it is that, you can use essential oils or different prescription medications or whatever and infuse it with Reiki, and it does heal on a different level than it did before. When you do your readings, can you tell us what you tune into or what you look at when you're doing a reading?
Well, with my readings lately, I've noticed that they show me energy. Tuning into the energy, and then on the soul level, what's going on at the soul level. The soul level being what the soul blockages are at the time. That's what I see. And a lot of times, they'll show me like if you're having issues with the lungs, they'll show me your lungs, and either I'll see spots on the lung or whatnot, which is a form of energy. That's what they're showing me is a form of energy, and that was.
Mm-hmm.
That is what needs to be transformed at the time. And at that time, if it's an energy healing session, I'll add that Reiki energy, that soul healing energy, to transform those black marks. Because when you see those black, you can tell. Like, if you can see with your third eye, and you don't even really have to, you can imagine. Imagine your lungs, and you can see inside the lungs. And anything dark or gray-colored, or if you're really, really sensitive, you can feel the texture of it.
Right.
You'll see it'll feel sticky, or sometimes it can be smoke. That energy
mm-hmm.
needs to change. So at that point in time, I'll ask the Reiki, dear soul of Reiki, please go to the lungs and transform that energy. And it transforms that energy in the soul, and I end up sending soul healing energy to that region. I'm also talking to the soul of the lungs, because remember, everything has a soul. Your lungs have a soul. So I asked the lungs, I told the lungs, you have the power to heal. Talking to it, another form of procedure that I do, I talk to the soul of whatever it is. And remember, I'm not just talking about the soul of the body. We're also talking about the soul of your relationship, the soul of your finances. People don't think about that. My relationship has a soul. Yes, your relationship has a soul. There's energy going on right there between you and that person. So you can transform that, or any situation that you might be going through, whether it's dealing with getting a job. That's a blockage there. That's a soul there, your finance.
Mm-hmm.
So you can transform that and talk to it and tell it. It has the power to transform itself, because everything has a soul.
Yeah, it does. And it's really amazing how it all works. So we can give the listeners a little bit of a idea of what this is like. You want to tune mm-hmm. into my energy right now and see where my blockages are, or where I'm holding back as far as moving forward?
Okay. Well, when I was talking to you earlier, I wanted to ask you, have you wrote that book yet?
No, I'm working on it, though. It's okay. going to take a little bit of time. I don't think it's going to happen real as fast as I would like it to. Let me put it that way. Right now I'm just in the middle of moving back to my mountain home, trying to get everything reset up, you know, so it's kind of like I'm in a strange place, but I'm taking time to journal each day, you know, and
okay.
so,
that's,
and I
that's
think that
main...
makes a difference.
Oh, yes, yes, because I was going to say, I'm hearing a page a day. So the whole page, a page a day. Now, when it comes to your health, I'm not getting anything bad. Your energy feels really, really good. It really feels like, too,
mm-hmm.
that you are on, you know what I'm saying, you are on the spiritual track, Ms. Rhonda. Herbs,
mm-hmm.
total herbs for you. Have you been doing the herbal tea?
I've been doing herbal teas, and I've been doing, like, turmeric and arnica. I quit taking all the narcotics that they had me on for my broken spine, and I just am doing turmeric and arnica, and I didn't have any withdrawal or anything. I was on it for 8 months, 160 milligrams a day, which is a lot of OxyContin. And I went cold turkey off of it and then just immediately changed. Just boom.
It's working. It's
yeah, I mean, I had no withdrawal.
Totally
I had no nothing. Oh, yeah, it's totally working. I mean, I'm getting the feeling back in my leg to which it's been numb, you know. So, it's been pretty interesting.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not like I said, your energy feels good. Your soul feels good. As far as, like, anything that you need to do, keep doing what you're doing. That's totally what I'm getting. Definitely have angels around you. You have Archangel Michael is totally around you, helping you heal this. I feel like you're going through transformation right now. Totally going
Say
through
what?
Transformation. Going through transformation.
Oh, yeah, transformation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as, yeah, he's and you moving back home, it feels like you're going to be, like, in a cocoon
mm-hmm.
type setting. Because I was going to mention earlier that, you know what I'm saying, you need to work on removing those blockages to get that book written. But I feel like that's why one of the reasons why you're moving back to where, to back home, is to write this book. Because it's almost like you can lock yourself and just be writing. So I don't
exactly.
feel like you're going to have any problem with getting that book out. It's actually, I feel like you'll be able, that's one of the reasons why. Like I said, God, remember what I told you earlier about I wasn't sure what time the show was going to start.
Right.
And I started researching. You're on God's time. So no worries on that.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. That's how it's been for me for quite some time is, you know, I have, you know, a lot of energy moving forward as far as, you know, my health is for the first time in 8 years is actually better than it's been as far as all my low normal blood levels are in the low normals instead of everything being elevated and me being quite ill. You know, that's all gone.
You're meditating, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Keep doing the meditating. I also heard walking. Walking is such a good thing.
Uh-huh.
What do they call it? Walking meditation?
Right.
Yeah, do some walking meditation. It's good to do the sitting meditation, but also do walking meditation. It's called a yin-yang balance.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I've been working on my medicine wheel, so I walk down there and then place rocks and work with it and, you know, that type of thing because it's been on my property for 30 years and we had to move it. So I'm now rebuilding it and putting different stones in that different people send me.
Oh, wow.
You know, for different energy and that type of stuff. So that's been pretty interesting, too.
Wow.
You know, it's just, it feels like I'm coming home and my house has been totally repainted. Everything's new to me right now as far
mm-hmm.
as I feel like I'm really starting to span out in my energy level, you know, and seeing where it's really going to take me. You know, that like I'm healing from the inside out.
There you go. Yes, totally. Yeah, you're going to. The next 3 months is going to be really transformative for you. You're going to definitely come out of this like a butterfly, a totally different person. I feel like it will. It may be some bumps in the road, but I look at them as tests.
Right.
Opportunities for you to testify. So, girl, you're blossoming just like all of us. You are totally blossoming, my friend.
Yeah, and then I've been wearing. I went and bought rain boots, and I bought them with a herd of wild horses running across them because I'd been told by Gene Slater that I had an archetype that I was working with that was male, that was riding horses, jumping hurdles, and was helping me get over the hurdles.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that's been, you know, very interesting as to, you know, how that all works, because I did a long dance from sunset to dawn, you know,
oh,
just
wow.
2 weeks ago. And that's when I decided I was ready to come home.
Yes, that was some powerful healing for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So what do you, so you're not seeing anything that is blocking as far as relationships or finances or?
I see. But as, you know, when you talk about relationships, are you talking romantic ones or the whole friendship?
No, just relationships in general.
In general? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The relationships to me in general, they feel really good. I feel like you're going to reconnect with some people that you were close with there, back at home. I feel like
mm-hmm.
you have really good ties to people there. So those people are there to help you and reach out to you. Like I said, matter of fact, I'm being shown a picture of, like, what do you call it, a good bond. It's just a really good, tight bond relationship. Old friends.
Are you saying a pond like a lake?
No, a bond.
Oh, a bond. Okay.
A bond, yes, a bond. Like how you say it? A good relationship. Like, they're showing, like, two hands together, holding.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a, and they're also showing me a tree branch.
Yeah.
It's a really tight-knit, I want to say, community of relationships
mm-hmm.
that you have there that are going to come back to, that's definitely there. You've already connected with some of these people, haven't you?
Yeah, so, you know, that's really amazing. I have a guest in the back that may have a question or two, and let's see if he'll
okay.
talk to us.
Okay, no problem.
Hang on a second. Hi, Cecil.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you ready to be on the air and talk about Reiki, Shambhala Reiki? And Denise does Reiki soul healing.
Just tuning in and listening to the show and enjoying
okay.
it.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, well, we'll just
talk
about some of the Reiki that you've taught me to do.
Well, it's interesting because I guess I live in an area where not a lot of people are into energy medicine and so forth. And I know that they probably read in the Bible and all of this about laying on of hands and things. But a lot of people are not that familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I more distance healing than
mm-hmm.
Locally. And because the energy knows no time and space, I can work with somebody around the world. And in fact, I have worked with people, done energy work for people in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, on one particular occasion, I was working with a lady who had migraines. She'd been having these on and on for a while. And so we did a distant session, and it went away. And so as a result, she wanted me to attune her to Shambhala Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Ended up doing. So she's
wow.
now Shambhala Reiki master practicing there in, I think, Melbourne, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Cool.
So, Shanice, when you've been working with Dr. Master Zygang Shah, and the soul healing. What have you learned in this last week as far as how he's encouraging people to use their gifts now that have held back so much?
We have the power to heal.
Yeah.
Not only do we have the power to heal ourselves, his main message this time around was that we all have the power to heal. We all have the power to do it. Visualization, so key. Visualization is so, so powerful. Visualizing light, how light is a powerful source of healing, along with forgiveness. Oh, my goodness. Forgiveness is everybody. Yes, everybody talks about forgiveness, but I don't think people realize how powerful forgiveness can be, and that if you don't forgive, it can literally eat you up. Like, seriously, it's very powerful. But his whole thing this time around was like, we have the power, we have the tools, we've been endowed with the tools to heal. And his other main message too was that we must learn about how nature works.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people call it divine. He calls it the Tao. I don't know if you're familiar with the Tao Te Ching. It's kind of the same. It's not religion, but it's the way of life. He was teaching how we create our own reality. We can create our own reality consciously. A lot of us are going around here creating unconsciously and thinking, oh, it's the luck of the draw, or God doesn't like me. No, you created where you created your space. Knowing that you created that space, whether it's good or bad, knowing that you created it and knowing that you can change it, that is the power right there. So mm-hmm. He was really big on creation, forgiveness, and using these tools. He has a calligraphy retreat coming up where he's teaching people to use the power of calligraphy. And if you know Reiki, y'all know Reiki. Reiki has symbols too. Matter of fact, I was doing Reiki before I met Master Shah. I was actually tracing the symbols that are in. There's one really good book, Reiki book. I forgot the name of that book. It's a purple book. I can't think of the name of it. I was actually tracing back then the symbols of Reiki. People trace them in the air or whatnot, and he has developed that same concept, but on a soul healing level. And in his books, he actually has books that have calligraphies in them that you can actually trace that have the power in them too. But yeah, those are just some of what he talked about. I really can't talk about get in depth, because I don't know if you've ever been to a mystery school. His teachings are kind of like a mystery school or whatnot.
Right.
So you can talk about certain things or some things you can't talk about, but the main thing, like I said, is healing, longevity, and he's talking about immortality, about people living to be 100, 200, 300 years old. In this day and time, a lot of people don't believe in it. They believe that you are born, you have a life, you get sick, and you die. However, what about people? We are living longer. People don't think about it. Technically, we are living longer. I think so far the longest recorded, as far as we know, of person that's been alive has been like, I think, 130 or whatnot. People are living longer. Why can't we have good health and happiness and live to be 100, 200, 300 years old? Why not? It's people doing it. So he's definitely on the road to us living longer and healthier lives.
And that's the part, like I was saying, that it's like I'm healing from the inside out. It's through the energy. Mm. It's through the work that I've been doing. And I think it has a lot to do with the different shamans and healers that I work with on a weekly basis on the show, you
mm-hmm.
know, where I get different insights or different guided meditations or whatever. And it's just one of those things where you just go, you know, that worked.
Yeah.
Since I did that day, things have changed. You know, do you take people on guided meditations when you do some of this work?
Yes. I don't know if you listen to my show. If y'all haven't, check out the Oracle Treehouse. It's Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, live, 12 Pacific. I'm not sure what time, Mountain Time. But
And that's the tree oracle?
The Oracle Treehouse.
The Oracle Treehouse.
Yes, the Oracle Treehouse.
Nice.
And
so tell us
show,
a little bit about that.
That show right there, oh my God, I've been doing that show since 2009. It started with the whole psychic thing, doing readings, and then I added on the healing modality to it. And basically, I talk about a different topic every day. This week, actually, the recent shows, just about every show now, I've been talking about Dr. Master Qigong Sha's teachings. And like I said, I'm talking about the soul because the soul is where it starts at. And this week, last week's show, I'm doing a book talk where I talk about the different books. And this week's book is on one of his old books called Soul Study, learning about your soul and your soul's powers and what the soul can do. Because, like I said, you have a soul, and your soul has powers. You can use them. You can use them to heal yourself. You can use them to help guide you to your heart's desire. You can use them. You got to use them for good. But right now, when I do meditations on my radio show, I always ask people, you can put your mind in your lower abdomen. Master Shaw teaches to put your mind, visualize a golden light ball in your lower abdomen. Matter of fact, let's do a meditation.
Yeah, let's just
right
do
now.
One. Yeah,
okay,
that'd be great.
Let's do a meditation right now. Okay. If you're sitting somewhere where you can get comfortable, sit up straight. You can put your hands below your belly button. Put your mind in your lower abdomen. Close your eyes if you can. If you're doing something that you need your eyes at that time, like driving, please by all means keep your eyes on the road. But for those of you who can close your eyes and visualize a golden light ball in your lower abdomen. It's a beautiful fist-sized golden light ball right there. I want to say where your tailbone is.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. For some of you, you're really sensitive. You might start to feel a little warmthness or feel a little vibration there. Hey, that's okay. That means, hey, you're alive and it's working. Visualize that golden light ball and visualize it spinning. Doesn't matter which way. Just visualize it spinning. It's spinning. Golden light ball is the source of all of your healing, the source of all of your soul powers, the source of you communicating with not just Mother Earth, but everything and everyone on this planet, in the universe. It's your source of communicating with God himself, herself, the divine source, wherever you see that awesome, magnificent force out there is. Keep visualizing this golden light ball spinning in your lower abdomen. Now, for some of you, you may end up seeing some images. Some images might come through or your mind might wander. That's okay. Go back down there in your lower abdomen and keep visualizing this golden light ball. Now, for some of you, we'll do a healing. This will be a healing meditation. For some of you, some healing is needed. Make a request. Ask your golden light ball to send healing to a part of your body or a situation that you're going through. Put your request in the golden light ball. Watch it as it makes a ripple effect around the ball as it goes in. For some of you, you might start seeing images. You might start feeling some type of way, whether it's happy. Visualize the golden light ball blessing your request. Let's invoke that golden light ball. Dear golden light ball, Master Shaw teaches a four-power technique. You can use this technique anywhere, anyhow. You can use it with Reiki, Shaman Reiki, Shambhala Reiki, any modality that you have. You're invoking the soul of that energy. Dear soul of the golden light ball in my lower abdomen, love you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give me a blessing for my request. Please bless the relationship. Please bless my finances. Please heal the health issue that I may be having issues with. See that golden light ball spinning. See that request in that golden light ball. Kind of like those, what do you call those crystal balls? I've always wanted one of those.
Gazing balls.
But yes, I've always wanted one of those balls. You have one inside your lower abdomen, and it's golden light, and it's spinning. Now, for some of you, you might be seeing, like I said, the success of a relationship, you getting that job. For some of you, some type of, like I said, feeling, some negative feelings might come up. Let them flow through. Let them flow through and then imagine. Be like, okay, I don't want it to go like that. Visualize it going great. Getting that job. Seeing yourself healed. Seeing yourself out of the hospital playing with your children. Breathe. Remember to breathe. Mm-hmm. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, or whatever feels comfortable for you. But always remember to breathe. That's that life force energy flowing through you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now continue to visualize that golden light ball. For some of you, you might be feeling that heat right now and that ball spinning. That's a good, for some of you, emotions of laughter. There might be a smile on your face. There's a smile on your face, that's a good thing. That's a really, 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 really good thing. See your prayers answered. See your prayers answered. Know that God, divine source, Tao, is there in your lower abdomen, making sure everything's going to be all right. Continue to breathe. Visualizing this golden light ball. Slowly open your eyes. Take a deep breath. If you're going to wiggle, move around, stretch your arms, by all means do so. I'm going to end this practice. How. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to also thank all the soul, God, divine, Tao, source, for coming to our lower abdomen. Thank the golden light ball. Thank you, golden light ball. Thank you. How do we feel?
Lighter, better. How about if we take a break for a minute and let callers call in? Call in to 1-347-838-9142. And if you want to have Shanice do some energy work on you, please press 1. And she will work on you right after we play a little bit of music here. The other thing is if you have anything that you would like to have on the Searcher's Roadmap or the Roadmap for Seekers, please email me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com. And you can also find me on Facebook, Rhonda Harrison. And we're going to take a short break now and see where we're at with my search thing's not working. Technical difficulty for a second. So let's see what we can find, with people and see what they're looking for to move forward. So with that, I'm going to let us take a break for a minute and we'll be right back. Well, listeners, we're back from break, and Shanice Jones is with me today doing energy work. And, Shanice, we have a caller on the line. Her name's Randy, and I'm going to connect her into the studio. Hi, Randy.
Hello. Thanks for coming.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hi, Randy. How can I help you?
Well, I just thought maybe you could do some energy work on me. Should I tell you how does it work?
let me just tune in. I already have your name. Okay. Now, my attention went to your chest area. Are you having heart, lung issues?
No.
No, okay. Issues of the heart, like relationships, finances, things of that nature?
Finances.
Look at my tuning into, is there anything physical with you going on? Now, I did tune into your spine. Any issues or whatnot with that?
No.
No, okay. What is going on? What do you need healing with, or any issues that you need healing with?
Well, lately my stomach has been bothering me, and I have a sluggish thyroid.
Okay. What I'll do is I can send a blessing to you as appropriate to help you with that. The family forgiveness practice would totally help with the thyroid issue. Just asking God to forgive you. Simple. I mean, I don't want to go into depth about it, but you know the power of forgiveness.
Asking who to forgive me?
Asking God.
To forgive me?
Yes.
Why would God have to forgive me?
Okay. Hey, that's totally a legitimate question. Do you believe in karma?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe I'm a good person.
Oh, well, totally. Well, this doesn't have to be about things that you've done in this lifetime. It can be things that you've done in past lifetimes. You believe in past lives?
Yes.
Things that we've done in past lives. Everything we've done in a past life is, our life now is the sum total of our past lives. Your karma is based on your past life karma. So if you have good money karma, money comes to you easily, you have good money karma. Sometimes you might not have that good money karma. But the way to transform that karma is basically asking for forgiveness for any bad wrong or bad thing that you may have done. It could be stuff you're not even aware of. But like I said before, we also have past life karma. We don't always know what we've done in a past life, and we've had many, 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 many past lives. So you are the sum total right now of what your past life is. But just asking God to forgive you for that totally changes with us having with everything having a soul. Your thyroid has a soul, you know. That's one function of karma. It affects you in different ways. Your health, for example. Talking to the soul of your thyroid. Dear thyroid, I love you. You have the power to heal yourself. Do an amazing job. Visualizing that golden light in your thyroid totally can change that. Same thing with the stomach issues. Working with golden light to transform your stomach issues is totally a good thing. That's the main thing I'm getting now.
Okay.
But I can totally send a blessing for your thyroid in your stomach area.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Shanice,
I'm here.
Hi, Shanice. Yeah.
Hi.
I pushed one wrong button and it kind of set it all off for a second. So I was like, going, I hope it doesn't drop.
That's okay.
Let's talk about why it's important to ask for forgiveness and ask for a change in our lives, because I think a lot of people get stuck on, well, I'm a good person, and it's like we are a good person, but sometimes our intention is not as pure as it should be, as far as our actions, or like you said, our past lives, and then we're coming to a time where we don't have to have our past lives be the problem anymore, because once we clear them, because we're in that rainbow bridge time where all this information's coming into this narrow gateway where everyone's ready to talk now. But I think forgiveness is a huge piece, because you know, we tend to beat up on ourselves with negative self-talk and that type of stuff, and I think I think that's something we could address.
Totally, totally. Yes. Like I was mentioning earlier about karma, a lot of people, you mention karma and they get scared or whatnot. But if you think about it, it's also in the Bible: what you reap is what you sow. If you do good things will happen. If you do bad, bad things will happen. What they don't tell you, what they don't mention in the Bible, is anything about past lives. Because like I said, we go through this life, and a lot of us are having issues, or a lot of us are asking, why am I sick, or why do I have issues with this relationship? Why am I having issues with this person? Why am I, you know what I'm saying, why are these crazy negative things happening to me? And I am a good person. Yes, you are an awesome person in this lifetime, but our past lives, you know what I'm saying, our past lives, I mean, they say we've had many, many. It's the wheel of reincarnation. We don't know yet where our souls haven't connected with our past lives to realize, excuse me, what we have done. And so we're the sum total of our past lives. Me, myself, I'm working on healing myself of asthma. Asthma has to do with the lungs. In traditional Chinese medicine, the organs, the five major organs, are based off of the five elements. Excuse me. The lung is a metal element. The lung is also connected to the emotional body of grief. So obviously, in a past life, I've given somebody some grief, given somebody or some people some grief. So I've been apologizing and asking for forgiveness for any of that grief that I've caused people in this lifetime or in past lifetime. I know it's from a past lifetime, because I've had asthma ever since I was a little kid.
It has the screw-in part, going on. Sorry.
You there?
Jimmy.
Oh, that's
okay. Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. And forgiveness, not just asking for forgiveness, because everybody's like, well, I don't want to always ask for forgiveness, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to always, you know, somebody that you talk to, they're always like, oh, I'm sorry. No, not that type of forgiveness. I'm just talking about offering forgiveness for people who may have hurt you. Offering forgiveness, asking for forgiveness for, like I said, for anything that you may have done in this lifetime and past lifetime. And like I said, to balance it out, you are offering forgiveness. People have hurt you, you know what I'm saying, in this lifetime and past life, people have hurt you unconsciously. Forgiving yourself, you know, and some people don't realize that when you, like, when things happen to you and you get so upset and so mad, that energy, that negative energy, can fester and change into an illness if it's there long enough.
Right.
And some people don't realize that a lot of the stuff that people are going through, a lot of the illnesses that they go through, are connected to an emotional thing or a mental thing, something that can happen to them, whether it's this lifetime or a past lifetime. It's just been transformed and it's been in your body for so long as an illness. People who have heart issues, for example, people that you see, like I said, who had heart issues, they were mean in this world, or as a matter of fact, you can see it. They were mean in this world in their early part of their life, and then all of a sudden they have these heart issues. There's the connection,
those,
you know.
Yeah, and I think even when we hold back from speaking up, you know, you'll see issues in the throat.
Exactly.
And in the thyroid, actually. You know, you'll see, you know, because we're not speaking up or saying our peace, you know, we're just trying to, you know, keep everything at a calm or at a medium level when we actually should be speaking up. And I think that's the biggest part of this change, is that people are learning to speak up now.
Exactly.
You know, where they've not done that as much.
Exactly. And that's where the forgiveness comes in. Forgiving yourself for not.
Yeah.
People don't think about that. Okay, well, why do I have to forgive? Okay, well, forgive yourself for not speaking up. I mean, there are times when I thought I should have said something. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Matter of fact, because Cecil, how you doing, baby? I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Because it's just the way the conversation went. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. He's busy in the back office anyway. He's the director of the RBR, so he is always kind of like online listening to different things, but he's totally good with it. Oh, no.
Okay.
There's no reason to ask for that.
I'm sure he does.
But,
sorry,
you know, you're the guest. No, you're the guest today. It's about you and your gifts and how you bring them to the world. And I think you do it in such a beautiful way with such a soft, Reiki healing approach versus, you know, some other type of vigorous healings. You know, I mean, like the healing I went through in the long dance, which is what I needed to do, but it was more rigorous because I really needed the energy to move to be ready to come home.
There you go.
And, you know, sometimes it's proving it to ourselves, you know, really ready for this change? You know, am I really ready for this adventure, you know? Sometimes we're not yet,
you know? Yeah, there you go. Let me, I want to tell all of your listeners, you have the power to heal yourself. Know that everything has a soul.
Exactly.
Knowing that everything has a soul and that the soul has the power to heal, knowing that and being aware of that power, oh my God, that gives you so much more. And I say this on my show all the time, and I'll say it on this show too, and I know Rhonda isn't promoting that either. We're not promoting that totally roll with soul healing or just Reiki. Know that you still have to take care of, exactly, know that you still have to take care of this physical body. You know what I'm saying? This physical body needs water. This physical body needs food. This physical body needs exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Working from the energetic level is one thing. Working from the soul level is another thing. And then when you add the other component of working with the body, making sure that the temple is healthy and working right, making sure that the soul of that temple is in order, and making sure that the energy level of that temple is in order. When you bring all of that together, you are aligned. Master Shah teaches that everything is one. Everything is one. We are one. Your body is one. Your soul, your mind, and your body act as one. He's pushing this new formula for the scientific community because he has found a scientist to break down in scientific terms what the soul community, what the spiritual community has always known. And that is S plus E plus M equals one. Soul plus energy plus matter equals one. He teaches in Chinese because he's a Chinese, he's a Chinese man. In Chinese is Shen Qi Jin He Yi, which is Shen is soul, Qi, everybody's sort of Qi, Q-I is energy, Jin, J-I-N-G is matter, and then He Yi is joined as one. Shen Qi Jin He Yi. I've always wanted to learn Chinese, and I'm learning it now, and it sounds better. You can chant it in English or in Spanish, but that's how he breaks it down. When your soul and your mind and your body are as one, everything is in alignment. There are no blockages. There's nothing in your way. Things flow. Your body is healthy. And that's what he's getting us to understand. And when things are not in alignment, you can change it at the physical level, but it might come back again. You know about how, people, they come up with cancer and they go into remission, and then maybe 2-3 months or a year or 5 years later, it comes back. That just means that you got rid of it on the physical level, but on the soul level, energy level, it's still in your body somewhere, somewhere. I was just reading a book earlier today, well, yesterday, that talked about that, how chiropractors, a person will come in and see a chiropractor, and they'll get rid of the pain in one area or the issue in one area, and then the person will be right back a couple days later because it didn't move. The soul of that issue is still there. So Master Shah is teaching us to work on the soul level. When you work on the soul level, the mind and the body will follow. I love it.
Right.
You know, I love it. You have to, he teaches
that, and the body does follow.
Yeah, exactly. He also teaches that that soul is the boss, and when you, soul is also information. Information. Are you familiar with, oh my God, his name is escaping me. Oh my goodness, he was in that movie, What the Bleep.
Yeah.
He was a Japanese man. Oh my goodness, I forgot his name, but he wrote the book about the mystery of water. And how water, they put the, they put the labels, love, they did hate, they did thank you,
right,
and then
they
froze them, and it made all these beautiful snowflakes. That's us. Because remember, we're 70-some percent water. So if you're always thinking negative thoughts, if people are always feeding you negative things, if you're always watching negative things, that's information. That information is going into your system. And if it's good information, it's going to make sure that you're healthy. If it's bad information, it's going to break your system down. No matter if it's junk food or what, if you're feeding, if you're always thinking that negative thought, if that ego is always going in your head thinking, oh, well, no, I can't do this, no, I can't do this, guess what? The mind and the body is going to follow. So we have to change the information. That's why I love the teachings that he teaches. If any of y'all are fascinated with this, go to www.drshaw.com. You can also go to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/Oracle Treehouse or Facebook.com/ Intuitively Strong. And I'm always posting links to him and the things that he does. But remember, If you walk away not learning or learning anything from today, remember this, that we are one, that we are soul, mind, and body, and that we have the power. And I want to teach y'all the four power technique. Four power technique is this. Basically, you're talking to the soul of whatever it is that you have an issue with. Like I said, if it's your hand, the soul power, the first power is body power. Body power is where you place your hands is where the healing goes. So if you have a knee issue, you put your hand on your knee, that's where the healing is going to go. The second power is soul power. Soul power is asking the soul of that organ or system or whatnot to heal itself. Basically saying, dear soul, mind and body of my knee, I love you, I honor you, I appreciate you. You have the power to heal yourself. Do a good job. That's the soul power. Then we're going to invoke mind power. Mind power is visualization. Visualize golden light. Golden light is healing light. Visualize that golden light in your knee or whatever part of your body or situation that you're having issues with. Visualize it there. Visualize it changing and transforming and taking healing, transforming that pain and ache that you're experiencing. And then the last power is chanting. I wanted to get into that earlier. I know we don't have that much time, but chanting is so powerful. Chanting vibrates you. Chanting is vibrating your cells. It's vibrating that energy. You can chant golden light, golden light, golden light, golden light, golden light. Or you can chant love, because love heals and melts all blockages, because that's all we are. We're love. We are made of love. We are made of love. But learn that four power technique, and if all you learn is that alone, I know everybody are not healers, but you can heal your body yourself. Your girl Louise Hay said that. Walk away with just that information there, and you are set. You are totally, totally set.
So can you say the four again, as we end the show, so that people can really bring this home to themselves as far as the four different systems and how they work, or, what you were just talking about?
Okay. Soul power. Soul power is saying hello. Ask the soul of whatever you have an issue with. Say hello to it. honor it, appreciate it, and tell it that it has the power to heal itself and to do a good job. Body power,
mm-hmm.
where you put your hands is where you receive the healing. If it's any issue dealing with relationships or finances, put your hand over your heart. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or put your hand on your body. Wherever you put your hand is where the healing goes. Third power is mind power, visualizing golden light in that area. And then that fourth power, chanting, sound power. Sound power is chanting golden light, golden light. Or if you want to, call Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, love you, honor you, appreciate you. Can you please give me a healing for my need, for my relationships? And then chant Jesus or chant God. He's
or
there
Buddha
for you.
Or
exactly.
Or the Tao or the Tao or whatever it is that you believe
yeah.
in, you know,
you
and
go.
Do that type of chant, you know, and
there
even like Padre, oh, I can't remember how it all goes, but there's different ones that are chants that are from the old language. Oh, darn it, my whole brain just shut off. Deva Premal does it a lot. Sanskrit.
Okay.
That's what I want to
there
say. Sanskrit.
Okay.
And it's a very old language, but it's very powerful. And those chants can really make a big difference. And she has a lot of stuff online that's free on YouTube and stuff that people
yeah.
could go to learn to chant. And tell us again the name of your show, what date, time and day it is, and how to reach you by email.
Okay. It's the Oracle Treehouse. It's live Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific time. I'm not sure what it is, Mountain Time.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do the time conversion. But always listen to the archives. I'm live every Tuesday. Like I said, again, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific. For private readings and healing sessions, contact me at purpledove26@aol.com or you can call me at 757-321-0058.
Okay, and listeners, we're now at the end of our show, and you can reach me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com or on Facebook, Rhonda Harrison. I'm here to serve and bring people, you know, the information they need to be able to grow and heal and do this healing in a more, you know, profound way with you using your own energy and the energy of others that are working with you. And with that, I'll bid you adieu. Everyone have a wonderful week. I'll see you again on Thursday and Friday of next week at 11 a.m. and at noon on Fridays. So just tune back in and watch the Facebook page and Twitter and stuff, and you'll see where the shows are coming up and who my future guests will be. And thank you so much, Shanice, for being
You're
with
welcome.
Me today.
Thank you. I had fun.
We'll,
thank you all.
Yeah. And we'll catch up again. And you can listen to these in the archives. And in the archives, you can download them for your private use and re-listen to them and go through the healing practices that Shanice has talked about today and the guided meditation. So feel free to download those out of the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, because this is the Renford Broadcasting Radio Network. And with that, I would like to have all of you just have a wonderful, awesome day.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Rhonda.
Uh-huh. Bye.